Good morning, and happy Mother's Day to those of you who are mums and to those of you who are celebrating your own mums. I want to have a segment now just to acknowledge and thank God for our mums and for the women in our lives that have performed that role or been like a mum to us, and to also remember those of us who haven't got our mums and want to reflect on that today. So firstly, who are the women that you are thankful for? Maybe you could think through that at the moment and name a few of those women in your life. Your mum, nanas, grandmas, people who were really significant and played that role for you. Thank God for those people in your life. Maybe you could answer these questions. Lord, I want to thank you for, and name those people. I thank you for how she maybe made you feel or treated you or something special that she was to you. Thank you for what she taught me. Thank you for blessing me with that person in your life. And who are you remembering today? Who are the significant people, the significant women in your life that have held a special place? The verse in Matthew 5 verse 4 said, "Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted." And I pray today that in this time of reflection, you will feel God's comfort. In this next section, it's like a liturgy for mums, and I want to thank the Salvation Army New Zealand Women's Ministries for preparing this for us to use today, for anyone to use today, but thank you for that. So maybe you will join in with me with the response, "We remember you." For the mums we've lost, we remember you. For those who never knew their mum, we remember you. For the mums who are close yet outside our bubble, we remember you. For those mums who are far away, emotionally, spiritually, mentally or physically, we remember you. For the mums who have experienced loss, we remember you. For those who wanted to be a mum but can't, we remember you. For the mums who have lost children or had them taken away, we remember you. For those opening their homes and their hearts to other children, we remember you. For the mums who are exhausted and feeling overwhelmed, we remember you. For those trying to survive in unsafe houses, we remember you. For the mums who are going it alone, we remember you. For those who were forever altered through traumatic complications around conception, pregnancy, and childbirth, we remember you. For the mums who are struggling with postnatal depression, mental unrest, and illness, we remember you. For those in financial hardship, sacrificing mightily for their family, we remember you. For the mums enduring a lack of support from family or children's fathers, or whose community feels fragile, disinterested, or isolating in this season, we remember you. For those who carry grief around the idea of motherhood, the reality of motherhood, the expectations of motherhood, or their own relationship with their mothers, we remember you. We light this candle knowing that God will comfort us, and I pray that you will feel and know his comfort today. Perhaps you have some symbols in your house or things today you can remember. I'm having a cup of tea and a chocolate in memory of my mum today. Maybe a candle, some flowers. I hope you feel loved and that you know God's comfort today.
week 3 of Kids Time online. It's great that you're all here, and reminders to the kids, it's Mother's Day today, so make sure that you do that extra special something for Mum today. And Brittany and I would love to wish all the mums that are watching a happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day. Now, we haven't had any news this week of any wobbly teeth or any lost teeth, but if you do lose any teeth or have any wobbly teeth, please let us know.
Yep, and same with birthdays. If it was your birthday this week, we want to wish you a happy birthday, and be sure to let us know if your birthday is coming up.
Awesome. So you might have noticed that we have a little basket here with a baby in it, and with it being Mother's Day, we're going to be talking about a mother in the Old Testament who hid her baby away in a basket in a river in Egypt. Do you know this story?
Yeah.
Well, make sure you head on over to Kids Zone, and we're going to talk about this story, and we're going to talk about who that little baby grew up to be. Right? So we'll see you in Kids Zone.
See ya. Have a great week, and happy Mother's Day to all the mums.
Yeah. See you later, guys.
Bye.
First loved us. Lord, we thank you for the purchase of our lives with your blood on Calvary's tree, on the cross. Lord, we are so grateful that you have chosen us, that you have selected us and pulled us out of that sea of despair where we were floundering and have put our feet on solid rock. Lord, we know that because you love us and we love you, although the world might seem to be spinning around us at times, that you are faithful and you are true and we can trust you to get us through. And we know that when we put our trust in you, that you won't let us down, and we can sing with the saints throughout the ages that it is well with our soul. Lord, we thank you for your ever-present love among us. We thank you in your name, dear Jesus. Amen.
Bible reading today is taken from Romans chapter 4, verses 18 to 25. That's Romans chapter 4, verses 18 to 25. Even when there was no reason for hope, Abraham kept going, believing that he would become the father of many nations. For God had said to him, "That's how many descendants you will have." And Abraham's faith did not weaken, even though at about 100 years of age, he figured his body was as good as dead, and so was Sarah's womb. Abraham never wavered in believing God's promise. In fact, his faith grew stronger, and in this he brought glory to God. He was fully convinced that God is able to do whatever he promises. And because of Abraham's faith, God counted him as righteous. And when God counted him as righteous, it wasn't just for Abraham's benefit. It was recorded for our benefit, too, assuring us that God will also count us as righteous if we believe in him, the one who raised Jesus, our Lord, from the dead. He was handed over to die because of our sins, and he was raised to life to make us right with God. May the Lord add his blessing to the reading.
And he's like a river attendeth my way. When sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to know. It is well with my soul, it is well.
Hello there. I don't think we've met before. My name is Amram, son of Kohath, son of Levi. And I've got to admit, I'm a little distracted. It's a big day for us as a family, and I'm a little tired too. You mind if I sit down? It's a great spot here, isn't it? Very refreshing. Although, any spot spent away from the brickworks is refreshing, you know what I mean? Especially since that new pharaoh came to power. What a maniac. I mean, just between you and me, I think he's got a few crocodiles loose in the Upper Nile, if you know what I mean. I mean, there's a few bricks short of a pyramid. The pharaoh's tomb's a little empty. I think that's why he made us work so hard. And boy, have we worked hard. Hard labor, back-breaking work in the fields, building city after city after city, and I'm tired. I'm worn to the bone. I've seen enough bricks and mortar for a lifetime. And just because he had this crazy idea that there was too many of us Hebrews, that we would have an uprising or something. And then on top of that, there was this crazy decree. You know the one where he told the midwives, whenever you deliver the Hebrew women, look at the sex of the baby. And if it's a boy, kill him. If it's a girl, let her live. Do you have any children, friend? I tell you, when I heard that, I almost made straight for the palace myself. I'm really not sure what it would have done. I mean, they probably would have speared me through before I would have even got in a couple of miles of the place. But it just made my blood boil to think about it. Throwing, killing babies. Thank God for Shipra and Pua though. What faithful women of God they are. I mean, I've met some women of faith in my time. Good women, many good women. Kind women, generous women, and courageous. But not many like these two. I've met women who will stand up for what they believe in, stand up for their children, stand up for their family, stand up for their God. But these two ladies, these Hebrew midwives, well, they are a cut above. They stood up for those mothers and those fathers and those children whose lives would have otherwise ended in tragedy. See, the midwives, they had far too much faith in God. Far too much faith in God to do what the king ordered, and they let the boy babies live. I thank God for that. I've got three children, you see. Aaron, he's the oldest, and then Miriam, and the youngest, the newborn. My wife Jochebed, she was pregnant with him, and I thought he would be killed for sure. When I found out it was a boy, I thought he would be killed for sure, but Jochebed had other ideas. What a woman of faith she is also. The faith of Abraham. Jochebed is someone who will trust God no matter what. Trust God to keep his promises that we will become a great nation. We will be a blessing to others. I mean, it's hard to even fathom it at the moment. Look at us. We're slaves, brick workers, working the fields. But Jochebed, she has faith. And those two beautiful ladies, they had faith. And they delivered him, and they never said a word to Pharaoh. Well, Pharaoh eventually called them to the palace, and he demanded to know why his orders were being disobeyed, and why they were letting the baby boys live. Again, Shipra and Pua, faithful, courageous women, replied. And they said that the Hebrew women aren't like the Egyptian women. No, the Hebrew women are vigorous, and so before they get there, the babies are already born. I don't know how the Pharaoh reacted. I imagine he was mad. But even though their own lives were on the line, they remained faithful to God, and they didn't kill one Hebrew boy. And God was pleased with them, you see, because the midwives honored God with their faith. And because of that, because they honored God with their faith, I've heard that they will have families of their own. God is good. God is faithful. And because of them, our little boy has a fighting chance. Yet, it seemed that even that hope was quickly dashed because you probably heard the most recent crazy order. Well, after the whole midwife schmozzle, Pharaoh issued another order that every Hebrew boy be drowned in the Nile. I mean, if you ask me, I think his headdress is on just a little bit too tight, even to think such a thing. And here we are. Here we are. I mean, we were with our newborn and we couldn't do it. I mean, what parent could? There was something else. I mean, shameful as it is to hear myself say it, if it was up to me, it might have ended quite differently. I mean, we already had two beautiful children. And there was talk that if we disobeyed, our whole household would have been taken out and slaughtered. Chocobet and I, we agonized over it. I said the risk was too great. But Jochebed saw there was something special about him. Something special about our little boy. And she believed God had something in store for him. She had faith for something bigger. And so she hid him. And she kept hiding him. Well, I only tell you now because of how it all played out. But at the time, they were the three worst months of my life. For 3 months, I didn't sleep. Every time there was a noise outside or a knock on the door, I thought it was the Egyptians. The Egyptians come to kill our baby, and then the rest of us. Well, eventually it became too much for me, and I told her that. I told her that something had to change. I know it sounds harsh, but people were beginning to talk. All it would have taken was for one of them to let it slip that we had a newborn baby boy, or worse still, to inform on us. And then it would have been all over. So when we couldn't hide him any longer, Jochebed reluctantly made a little basket. A little basket boat out of papyrus. And she waterproofed it with tar and pitch. And she placed a child in it. But she hadn't given up. She'd spent many sleepless nights calling out to God. And despite the circumstances, despite the fact that it all seemed hopeless, she had faith that God would see us through. I tell you, it was the hardest thing we've ever had to do, especially for Jochebed. The love that she showed in the creation of that basket, well, it's hard to describe. The tears she cried. She loved that little guy more than life herself, and she would have done anything to save him. I guess that's what mothers do. They sacrifice. They put others first. They wake up early and they go to bed late and they give. And they give and they give. And as I said, Jochebed was a faithful woman of God. And so she set the basket afloat in the reeds at the edge of the Nile. Just here. And she prayed. And she prayed that God would do something. God would do anything. But she didn't abandon him. No, against all hope, she set Miriam to watch over the basket, just over there. Miriam found herself a good vantage point, and she watched to see what would happen. Miriam watched the baby, and Jochebed watched Miriam, and we waited. And then it happened. Pharaoh's daughter, Bithia, came down to the Nile to bathe. I mean, Pharaoh's daughter. Could it get any worse? I mean, Bithia, she would find the baby, see it was a Hebrew boy, and then obediently toss him to death beneath the dark waters of the Nile. So when Bithia saw the basket boat floating in the reeds and sent her maid over to collect it, we thought all hope was lost. But we held our breath. And we prayed. What happened next could only have been God at work. I mean, Bithia reached down. She opened the basket and saw the child, a baby crying. Look, I believe it was God. What other explanation is there for Bithia's heart to immediately soften and go out to him? Bithia said to her maidservant, "This must be one of the Hebrew babies." And it could have ended right there. But before Jochebed could tell her otherwise, Miriam jumped up from her position where she was hiding and she blurted out, Do you want me to go and get a nursing mother from the Hebrew women? So, you know, that she can nurse this baby for you?" Telling it back now, it just seems all so strange, like a dream. At the time, more like a nightmare. But then, it happened. Pharaoh's daughter said, "Yes, go." Well, the relief. And Miriam, well, Miriam, I've never seen her move faster. She ran and found her mum, and hand in hand, they quickly made their way to bow before Pharaoh's daughter. Well, Jochebed told, well, Bithia. Bithia told Jochebed to take this baby and nurse him for her, and that she would pay her. I mean, I tell you, I couldn't believe it. Couldn't believe it when they told me, but it's true. Jochebed's faithfulness is being rewarded, and our little boy is bound for the palace. Bithia has adopted him as her son and named him Moses. And today is the day. Today, Jochebed is due to take him back. Tell you what, it'll be a hard day to let your little one go, so difficult. But I think Jochebed is right. God has something amazing in store for our little Moses. Friend, I've met some faithful women in my time, some good women, godly, faithful women, kind and generous, bold and courageous. Women who will stand up for what they believe in, stand up for their children, for their family, for their people, for their God. And every day I thank God for Jochebed and for women like her. Women who hold us together. Women who go the extra mile. Women who take the extra time, who live their faith out in their actions. We are blessed to know them and have them in our lives. Well, the time has come. I can see the Egyptians in the distance. Wish us God's peace and pray for us. And you, may God continue to bless you with his presence. And bless you today for listening to our little family story. Yes, may he bless you. May he bless you and keep you, and make his face shine upon you, and be gracious to you, and give you peace. Amen. And amen.
Thanks for joining us at church today. I'll leave you with this benediction from the book of Jude, verses 24 and 25. To him who was able to keep you from stumbling and to present you before his glorious presence without fault and with great joy. To the only God, our Saviour, be glory, majesty, power and authority through Jesus Christ, our Lord, before all ages, now and forevermore. Amen.